Hello and welcome to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Chris Schaefer, and today we're talking about Google Ads. I have another episode in my continuing series of the principles of Google Ads. Today we're talking about quality score, which is absolutely critical to understand what to do and what not to do in Google Ads. If you're not familiar with quality score, don't even know what I'm talking about, this is a good episode to listen to. If you're very familiar with it and it is as frustrating to you as it is to me, this is a very good episode to listen to. I have a lot to share as well as a question to answer from a listener, which I do every single week. Before I jump into that, I want to remind you about our sponsor, who has been a sponsor for a long time and will continue to be on into the years as I continue this podcast, this series. Optio.com/PSP is your tool to get more done in Google Ads. If you are a freelancer, if you've been working to try and grind up and become self-sufficient with a list of clients, you're trying to make sure that you do right by your clients and do good work, Optio is the tool for you to make sure you stay busy in your client accounts. This is a tool designed for people with multiple accounts, and you can make sure that you stay on top with alerts that can even email you or alert you through Slack, or you can log into the tool and grind through some tough decisions about bidding strategy changes that you might need to make, negative keywords you hadn't thought of, search terms that need attention, certain drops in impression share, CTR percentages. There's all kinds of things that you might miss, and especially as your client list grows, you'll miss more and more of them. So Optio is the tool to stay on top of those, make sure you don't miss out on the most important things. You can try this amazing tool for free for 2 months. That's 2 full client cycles for you to try this tool out. See how well it helps you stay on top. I guarantee it'll help your daily process of grinding through accounts. It is optio.com/PSP. The link is in the description, whether you're listening on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. The link is there. Please check them out. They are a continued sponsor, and they help me put time into this podcast. So if you appreciate this podcast, that's a good way to thank me for the work that I put in. All right, let's get on with my part of the commitment. I'm going to deliver good content for you. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know the podcast has changed. The format has changed. This is all meat, no fat. And we're going to prove that by jumping straight into the question of the day from John in Texas, the greatest state in the union. John says, "Hi, Chris. I really love your podcast. It is by far the most valuable Google Ads podcast that I have found to date." Well, thank you, John. "I am managing a Google Ads account for a company that has a very specific high-end customer target. And therefore, we only need very defined search traffic." So if you're listening here, John's laying out his concern and then he's going to lay out his question. So the very first thing that he states here is that high-end, very well-defined search traffic. So this might be business-to-business. This might be a product that's very expensive and the average person cannot afford it. There's a lot of reasons why you would need to be very analytical about your traffic that's coming in. John continues and says, "We have used a blend of broad match, exact match, and phrase match keywords." So here's two questions. Does Google frown upon only using exact match keywords? Question two, will they limit the campaign if broad match keywords are not used? Am I wrong in my estimation that Google favors broad match for campaigns? Thank you, John, for the question. If, by the way, you can send in your own question at paidsearchpodcast.com. There's an email there. You can send in your question, paidsearchpodcast.com. John, as always, I like to give my answers with full context from beginning to end because I can't assume that everyone knows everything about this topic, so I'm going to start from the beginning. First, I'm going to answer the question directly. Does Google frown upon only using exact match keywords? The answer is yes and no. I'm gonna qualify that soon, but the real answer to that is yes and no. It really depends. Your question for part two was, do they limit the campaign if broad match keywords are not utilized? The answer is yes and no. So obviously, this is a complicated question, and I am going to get into the yes and no part. So let's go through the first one. Does Google frown upon only using exact match keywords? The answer is yes when you are using specific bid strategies. And to be clear, just to lay this out, I am assuming that John is only referring to search campaigns because he said highly specific high-end customer target, so he's very specific about defined search traffic. Okay, so yes, Google will frown upon or penalize or downgrade or whatever term you want to use. We don't know exactly what form it takes every time. Basically, it means some kind of degrading of the impression or the reach capabilities of the campaign. So that is the case if you are using automated bidding like max conversions, target CPA, target ROAS, maximize ROAS. That those bidding strategies are fully automated conversion bidding campaigns. Those kind of campaigns, in my opinion, are great campaigns for people that have already surpassed a, let's say, phase two of Google Ads. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back about three episodes and you'll hear me talk about the phases of success. Listen to that episode. That's an important episode to understand. So I do not think that max conversions, target CPA, or any of those conversion-based automated bidding strategies are appropriate until you have established success in your account. So why would I ever use them? Well, the reason that they could be good is because they can go beyond what an average campaign would if it's max clicks or manual CPC or target impression share. It can go far beyond that with an automated conversion-based bidding strategy because broad keywords can take it to every level of the funnel. It is, as Google says, a comprehensive match. So Google will define broad match as comprehensive match, meaning that it is not restrictive. It's not constraining in the way that it works. So Google is going to frown upon exact match and even phrase match keywords in these automated conversion-based bidding strategies because you are constraining, restricting, hurting their ability to test different levels of traffic from top of funnel, middle of funnel, bottom of funnel, funnel adjacent, all these different ways of finding traffic that could convert. These phrase match keywords are restrictive. So therefore, they can't go where they want to go, so it doesn't work as it's intended. Just like if you put square tires on your car, it'll still go, But boy, that's going to be a rough ride. It still goes from point A to point B, but it's not as efficient. You're not going to get as good gas mileage. You're probably going to do a lot of damage to your vehicle. In the end, you might as well just use the tires that were built for the car instead of coming up with your own. So if you're utilizing these conversion-based bid strategies, usually it's a good idea to go ahead and use Broadmatch. I would not say any other bid strategy frowns upon using only ExactMatch. Using only ExactMatch with manual? No, it's not frowned upon. You're not penalized. You're not hurting the system. You might be hurting yourself because you're being too restrictive, but that's a different conversation. But you're not being penalized by Google. We're talking about how Google looks at it. No, you're not being hurt. Max clicks, target impression share? No, you are not being penalized or frowned upon or anything like that. You are in the clear. You're good. That's fine. I see and work with and have plenty of accounts that use almost entirely exact match keywords. Now, the other part of your question is, do they limit the campaign if broad match keywords are not utilized? That is the way that you phrase that, I have to qualify the answer. They don't limit the campaign if broad match keywords are not utilized. It is being limited if broad match keywords are not utilized, right? If my child acts up and I have to punish them, I have to take away something, or they don't, you know, they have to go to bed earlier at night or something like that, I am not doing that because I want them to go to bed earlier at night. It is the result of what actions they have taken, right? And if you run a campaign that has no broad match keywords, your keywords are causing the limitation in the campaign. Google's not going to just look at a campaign and say, oh, there are no broad keywords in here. Restrict the whole campaign. Crank it down. Put a lock on this. You know, Google doesn't penalize. They build a system. And if you try and use the system in a different way than it's intended, it won't work in the way that you hope. So I hope that helps you understand the difference here. And just because, you know, just because I want to be helpful, I wasn't planning on this, but I just want to throw this in for those of you that are listening. You say, well, you know, Chris, we'll answer the big question behind John's question. I mean, what should we do? What do you suggest? Well, my suggestion, and let's say you're going to use, I know a lot of people don't use manual bidding. I prefer manual bidding. I describe a lot of that stuff in many episodes in the past. Phases of Success episode is one that I talk a lot about. That, and the answer to, you know, what you should do is, and this is just a general rule. If you are leaning into automated bidding using max conversions, target CPA, target ROAS, or maximize conversion value, if you're using any of those four, you probably should be using Broadmatch. You absolutely should not be doing only exact match or even only phrase. You probably should be using some broad. That's a good rule of thumb to consider. If you are using max clicks, manual bids, target impression share, any of those that are not conversion-based bidding strategies, you should use broad keywords very sparingly. They should be used in a very strategic method. That is because there's no advantage that you're making use of when it comes to broad match keywords with max conversions. Max conversions plus broad match keywords just mean more volume. There's not really any advantage as far as more conversions there because there's no bidding algorithm that is using that to your advantage. It's just getting you more traffic. So that may not be to your advantage at all. So I would say if you're using a non-conversion based bidding strategy, usually I prefer phrase match, some exact, and then a little bit of broad. That's a very general rule, but that's a good place to start. I hope that's helpful. John, very good question. And as I said, you can send in your questions at paidsearchpodcast@gmail.com. paidsearchpodcast@gmail.com. Send in your question there, or just go to the website, paidsearchpodcast.com, and the email is there. I check the emails about once a week and usually answer and say, hey, I'm answering your question. Thanks for being patient. It's usually a couple weeks before I get to your question. So let's continue on and get into the topic of the week. It is part 5 of the principles of Google Ads. As I have discussed, this is my attempt to answer questions for the questions you haven't asked, or for the questions you constantly ask, for the things you don't know to ask. This is my attempt to establish a foundation for my listeners, subscribers, those that have been listening for a while or new. If you listen to this part 1, 2, 3, 4, and now 5, you will begin to understand, how do I make decisions in Google Ads? It would help you understand the answer to John's question a bit about what match types should I use. You know, if you want to use certain, if you want to know what match types to use, listen to the first one, strategic relevance. That's the first principle of Google Ads. Listen to the third one, pay per value. That's the third principle of Google Ads, pay per value. Those talk about match types and when you should use them and what purpose they serve. So many of the things that people ask will be answered in these point-by-point principles of Google Ads episodes. Who knows? Maybe once I'm done with all 60 of these, or however many, I don't know, there might be 20, I'm not sure. But maybe I put this into a book form. I'm curious how many tweets I would get. I'm on Twitter at Paid Search Pod. If you'd have any interest in a book form of this, let me know. I have floated the idea. Curious to see how many people would even want to hear a podcast and also be able to read it in book form. I imagine the best way to consume this is an Audible format, but I'm curious about the book format. I'm a big reader myself, which, by the way, since I'm just conversing, it feels like a very free day. I'm just kind of chatting. I've talked with other listeners of the show, people that have reached out to me, done sessions and stuff like that, and I happen to know that there seems to be a pretty good base of like fantasy sci-fi readers out there, fantasy sci-fi fans. I just want to know, just so you know, I'm with you. For those of you that are out there, I am absolutely 100% with you. That is my favorite, particularly fantasy type of books. I love to read fantasy books, and I know if I hear anyone that says that to me, I immediately want to know, tell me a book, tell me an author. So Robin Hobb, R-O-B-I-N, Robin, H-O-B-B, Robin Hobb, The Farseer series. I don't know how many times I've read that over and over again. Phenomenal, wonderful series. That has nothing to do with Google Ads. Really quick, I got off topic. I'm sorry. I thought about it. I just thought I would share that. For those of you that are readers, fantasy readers, I just did you a massive favor if you have not read any Robin Hobb. So, okay, I'm back on topic now. Sorry. Let's get into the topical discussion, quality score. I lied. One more thing. Optio. I got to tell you about Optio. Optio.com/PSP. While you're listening to this, pull up a browser on your computer. You're watching on YouTube. Open up another tab. Optio.com/PSP. This is the way to handle your client overload. When things are hectic, when you don't know what to look at, when you need someone looking over your shoulder, giving you ideas, this is the tool to help you get done faster with your client daily workload. It is a wonderful tool. I am serious when I say I hear people tell me, and of course I use Google Ads. And of course I use Optio. They tell me that all the time. It is a standard tool. If you're not in on the game on the 2-month free trial, you're missing out because it could go away. Opteo.com/PSP. All right, without further ado, quality score. Specifically, what we're talking about today is quality of traffic versus quality score. So, let's define this really quick. First of all, quality of traffic is just basically, is the traffic that you're bringing in what you want? Is it qualified? If you are selling green sweaters and everybody who's coming into your store is looking for a new car, your quality of traffic is awful. It might be good quality traffic for someone, it's bad quality traffic for you. All traffic is traffic, but not everything is qualified for what you want. So quality of traffic is always going to be relative to you, your business, your client, whatever it is you're trying to do. You don't run ads on Google for nothing. It costs money, so you're gonna wanna make sure it fits with your priority. So quality of traffic ensures that you're on course for that goal. Is it qualified? Quality score is something that Google has given us. So every keyword has a quality score. It's rated from 1 to 10. It is available on the keyword tab, and you can see that if you add the column for quality score. Some keywords may not have a quality score because they may not have enough volume. They might be new, or they just may not get enough impressions or clicks. But if it gets volume, it should have a quality score from 1 to 10. Google does not give us decimals or breakdown of anything more than just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Although there is a actual decimal number, but we are not privy to that information. It is just given to us as a round, solid, single number. So let's talk about the fact of quality score. Some keywords are never going to get a good quality score. If you struggle with quality score, if you pay attention to it, this is a bane on you every time you open up Google Ads and look at quality score. It is frustrating. For example, I have a client that has always had very bad quality scores on cat grooming cost. It's a good keyword. They offer dog and cat grooming services, and the cost term sometimes can be good because they want to, you know, they want to know how much does it cost. They want to get a quote. They're exploring. It's a higher funnel kind of keyword, but it's good. It's a good one. But Google hates the keyword. I assume because cat grooming is a thing that cats do, and when you put cat grooming cost, it's confusing to the algorithm. I don't know. I don't know why. They have plenty of, the ads have cat grooming in them. The landing page has cat grooming. The keywords are cat grooming. But for some reason, Google doesn't like it. So it gives me a poor quality score rating, like a 1. 1 or a 2. Now, another way that you might experience poor quality scores would be changing a keyword from broad to phrase or exact. That can change your keyword from a 7 out of 10 to a 3 out of 10, just like that. Just like that. And that is crazy frustrating. If you have experienced that, you're like, oh, this, okay, I'm getting a lot of unqualified traffic, right? My quality of traffic is not good. So I'm going to change this to phrase. I'm going to change this to exact. And then immediately you get low quality score warning. And it's 1 out of 10, 2 out of 10, 3 out of 10. This can be super frustrating because you are battling two systems. Quality of traffic versus quality score. Which one should I pay attention to? Sometimes you can't have both. Some advertisers have to make a choice to manage their quality score or manage their quality of traffic. Quality score and quality traffic are not always the same thing. For example, landscape lighting system is a good keyword for quality of traffic. I have a client that does landscape lighting. Get really good stuff. Landscape lighting systems. This is a great term because it's people that are looking for, and inherently they're looking for a system, a solution, right? So people are wanting, you know, an all-in-one kind of package. And then once they start to look it up, they realize, oh my gosh, I don't know how to install this. You know, very often it leads to, okay, landscape lighting installation companies or something like that. You know, it's a very good mid-funnel kind of lead-in for landscape lighting system or a landscape lighting lead generation. So landscape lighting system is good for quality of traffic, but quality score is bad. I don't know why. Google doesn't tell me. I mean, it gives me, you know, historical quality score information. It gives me click-through rate information, and it gives me landing page experience, and it gives me ad relevance, but they're all poor. They're all below average. Even though I try and fix it, I can't fix it. And I'm left with an issue. Well, do I change this to Broadmatch and take a hit on quality score? Or excuse me, take a hit on quality of traffic? Or do I keep the low quality score and keep my quality of traffic the way it should be? And here's another example. Lighting installer Broadmatch is a high quality score keyword, but is absolute trash when it comes to quality of traffic. So this Broadmatch keyword, Google will provide 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10 quality score, 6 out of 10. I mean, those are acceptable. Those are moderate. I'm usually happy with those. But the quality of traffic is awful. Lighting installer for a landscape company is crap. I mean, it just keeps getting all kinds of traffic I do not want. It's Broadmatch, so the system will be a little more happy with Broadmatch. It'll give better quality score rankings for Broadmatch. A little more broad targeting, and Google tends to reward it. But on the other hand, the landscape lighting system, phrase match or exact match, great quality of traffic, very poor quality score. So, what's the lesson here? If you're familiar with how this works, and you're familiar with this dance that you have to play, what do you do? Well, the fact is, there is no solution. It is a dance. It is a continuing struggle that you have to learn to manage. And I'm going to give you my opinion about what I do and how I deal with this quality score, quality of traffic conundrum. And here it is. I say don't base your decisions entirely on quality score. And I'm going to give you advertiser A and advertiser B. Okay? Advertiser A we'll say, is an advertiser that has bowed to quality score. They have given over their decision-making to that little number that is on the screen. The little warning on the screen that says low quality score warning and 1 out of 10, 2 out of 10. They are avoiding any of those in the account. And maybe at the beginning they had a lot of quality score and they slowly fixed it by changing the keywords, broadening the keywords, changing some of the keywords to shorter, more loose kind of keywords. Instead of having landscape lighting system, they changed it to lighting installer broad match. That kind of compromise. So advertiser A, they tend to choose broader keywords and broad match, and they tend in response, because of that, they will tend to lean towards automated bidding. Automated bidding will play more into that type of strategy. If you lean into quality score management, it would probably be better for you to lean more into automated bidding management. As I discussed in the question from John at the top of the show, I discussed the difference between those, and that's very common for those that are doing this dance. If you dance to one side, if you dance on the quality score side, then that might be a better decision for you. The loss you have is you don't have as much quality of traffic control. You have less capability to control. Some of the end result of this is that clients or advertisers that lean more into this deal with quality of lead issues. They get leads, but the leads aren't qualified. The leads are not the kind of person they're looking for. No, I want business owners. I don't want this. No, I want hospitals. No, I need people that are, you know, high paying. I don't want people that want to pay with insurance. I want private pay people. That might be the kind of thing, as John described it in his question at the top of the show, highly specific targeted kind of things are going to be very difficult to specify when you lean towards quality score management rather than quality of traffic management. Advertiser B, on the other hand, those who focus on quality of traffic are free to use exact match. They are free to use targeted keywords. They can go with exact match down the line. And they might have absolute crap quality scores, but boy, their quality of traffic could be exactly what they are looking for. It is exactly what they want. The other compromise they may not do is they can use whatever bidding strategy they want. They could use manual bids, max clicks, target impression share, or even a conversion-based bidding strategy. Now, there are consequences to that, but that might be what they lean towards. They're free to do what they want to do because they don't pay attention to the quality score. They can make their own decisions in any way they choose. The consequences there, of course, is they tend to pay higher CPCs. I mean, you tend to get a little bit of impressions suppression because these quality scores factor into your ad rank. And that might be a topic I actually discuss. I realize I have not introduced ad rank, so as I record this, I'm going to make a note that ad rank needs to be discussed. If you don't know the formula for ad rank and how it factors into the decisions you should be making in Google Ads, then we need to talk about it. That is a principle of Google Ads, and quality score is a factor of ad rank, and you could be, well, you are being affected in your ranking system by a poor quality score. So, all of this to say, poor quality score does not mean failure. If you have poor quality scores, but high quality of traffic, that is absolutely a winning campaign. That is absolutely a strategy. Now, if you have poor quality of traffic and poor quality scores, that's a failure, right? And obviously, if you have great quality traffic and great quality scores, that is wonderful. I don't want you to think that those that do manual bidding and use exact match keywords and all of those things are always going to have quality score issues. That is not the case. This is a situational, very specific to the advertiser kind of thing. But just because you have poor quality score does not mean you're doing everything wrong. I absolutely have plenty of accounts that I manage and consult for and, you know, work with people on a one-on-one basis. They reach out to me, they have questions about this, and I explain this very thing to them and show them the proof. So the whole thing ties in here in a nice little bow where I say quality score is a guide, not a destination. Do not make your decisions solely based on what your quality score is. Do not restructure your campaigns because you can't get rid of your poor quality scores. Do not build some kind of SCAG, single keyword ad group system, because you want to go from a 5 quality score to a 7 or a 10 out of 10. That is a bad decision. Do not make decisions based on quality score. Quality score is a guide, not a destination. And that is almost word for word what Google says in their quality score help files. You can look up the documentation. They say very clearly, this quality score was made for me, Google. I'm speaking as though I'm Google. Quality score was made for Google. It was not made for you. They give you that information, but it was not made for you to make your decisions on those things. And that is a wrap. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Chris Schaefer. You can find me at chrisschaefer.com. Every episode has a link to my website. If you would be interested in one-on-one consulting, live consulting sessions, I do those over Zoom, do them every single day. You can book a session on my website. Reach out to me, ask some questions there if you think it might be a good match for you. And if not, do me a favor, check out the sponsor, Optio. Leave a positive review. Thank you so much for being here. I will catch you.